Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You're about to take a deep dive into one of the biggest true crime cases in the universe, or at least on our part of the planet. From the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
It's a cold day in February 2017. Delphi, Indiana, a small, quiet town surrounded by rolling farmland and winding trails, was about to change forever. Two best friends, 13-year-old Abigail Abby Williams and 14-year-old Liberty Libby German, were dropped off at the Delphi Historic Trails to enjoy a peaceful afternoon of hiking. It wasn't unusual for them to spend time together outdoors. In fact, this was a common pastime. But by the time the sun started to set and Libby's father arrived to pick them up, they were gone. The frantic search for the two girls began that evening. Friends, family, and local authorities scoured the area, calling their names, hoping that perhaps the girls had gotten lost. But as night fell, their unanswered calls and the growing silence made the pit in everyone's stomach grow deeper. By the next morning, February 14, 2017, the girls were still missing. Then everything changed. A searcher stumbled upon a scene no one had prepared for. Abby and Libby were found, not lost, not wandering, murdered. Their bodies were discovered on private property, about a quarter mile from where they had last been seen, near the Monon High Bridge, an old abandoned railroad trestle that stood 63 feet above Deer Creek. The community was shattered. For the next 5 years, the investigation would unfold, and the nation would watch in horror and anticipation, wondering who had committed this unspeakable crime. Despite widespread media attention, countless interviews, and the release of a chilling video recorded by Libby on her phone of a man approaching them on the bridge, telling the girls to go down the hill, no arrest was made. Leads went cold. The case seemed destined to remain a mystery, haunted by grainy images and unanswered questions. That is until October 2022, when everything changed again. Richard Allen, a local Delphi man, was arrested and charged with the murders of Abby and Libby. Allen, a man with no previous criminal history, who had lived in the community for years and worked at the local CVS, suddenly found himself at the center of one of Indiana's most notorious murder cases. The arrest stunned the community, and the details that emerged afterward only deepened the mystery. Prosecutors allege that Allen abducted and killed the two girls on the trails near the Monon High Bridge. But the evidence that led to his arrest wasn't the murder weapon, nor was it some stunning DNA match. Instead, it was a bullet, an unspent bullet found near the crime scene, which, through ballistics testing, was traced back to Allen's firearm. The gun had not been used in the murders, but the bullet had been cycled through the weapon. Investigators alleged that this linked Allen to the crime, although no one had seen this arrest coming, not after 5 years. As his trial approached, Allen's defense team began to build their case. In September 2023, just weeks before the trial was set to begin, they filed a motion that drew new attention. They asked the judge to allow the jury to physically visit the crime scenes, the Monon High Bridge, the area where the bodies were found, and the old CPS building where prosecutors claimed Allen had parked his car on the day of the murders. The defense argued that taking the jury to these locations was crucial to understanding the layout of the land, the distances involved, and the physical challenges of navigating the area. But there was more at play than just the geography. The defense's request signaled their strategy. They were preparing to attack the prosecution's timeline and theory of the crime. To understand why, you need to know how the prosecution had pieced together the events of that day. According to prosecutors, Allen acted alone. He parked his vehicle near the old Child Protection Services CPS building, which has since been torn down, and walked the trails until he came across the two girls on the Monon High Bridge. From there, they say, Allen forced Abby and Libby down the hill, across Deer Creek, and onto private property, where he killed them. The chilling video Libby recorded was a key part of this timeline, capturing not only the suspect's voice, but his movements toward them. But the defense wasn't convinced that the timeline held up. Their strategy rested on challenging key witnesses and raising doubts about the prosecution's theory of the case. Witnesses like Betsy Blair and Sarah Carbaugh, who claimed to have seen someone near the Freedom Bridge and the CPS building on the day of the murders, would be central to their argument. Blair had reported seeing a man near the bridge, but the defense questioned whether this man was actually Richard Allen. If Blair's identification was wrong, the defense argued, it could unravel the entire case. In a motion to compel filed by Allen's attorneys, they pushed for answers from investigators about these key sightings. Specifically, they wanted to know if the prosecution's timeline would be fatally flawed if it turned out that neither Blair nor Carbaugh had seen Allen that day. They were trying to poke holes in the state's theory, suggesting that if Allen wasn't the man seen on the bridge or at the CPS building, then the state's version of events might not add up. The defense also questioned the physical logistics of the crime scene itself. The Monon High Bridge at the time was dilapidated and dangerous, with rotting, uneven railroad ties. Crossing the bridge was treacherous, and leading two teenage girls down a steep embankment and across Deer Creek would have been a difficult task, especially for a single perpetrator. This was part of why Allen's defense team wanted the jury to visit the scene. They believed that standing on the bridge, looking down the hill, and walking the uneven ground could create doubt about the state's case. But there was more. The defense had another reason to push for a site visit, one rooted in the prosecution's claim about where Allen had allegedly parked his car. The CPS building, which was abandoned at the time, was a key location in the state's timeline. Prosecutors said Allen parked there before walking to the bridge. But the building had been torn down the year after the murders, and now the area was nothing more than a field. The defense wanted the jury to see this location, to understand that it no longer existed as it did in 2017, which could raise questions about the accuracy of the prosecution's claims. As the trial date loomed, the stakes continued to rise. Allen's attorneys weren't just questioning the timeline, they were also challenging the state's key piece of evidence, the bullet. The unspent round found at the crime scene was a significant part of the case against Allen, but it wasn't the murder weapon. The defense would likely argue that the presence of the bullet didn't necessarily mean Allen had been at the scene when the girls were killed. It was a circumstantial link, but one they believed could be explained or cast into doubt. Adding to the complexity of the case were the alleged confessions that Allen had made after his arrest. According to the state, Allen had admitted to the killings in statements made while in custody. The details of these confessions weren't fully clear, but the defense was prepared to challenge them, arguing that Allen's mental state at the time may have played a role in the statements. Was he coerced, Did he say things that could be misinterpreted under pressure? These are the questions the defense would need to explore to undermine the state's narrative. But the defense's approach hadn't always focused on the timeline and the bullet. Earlier in the case, Allen's attorneys had floated an entirely different theory, one that would shock those following the trial. In a lengthy 136-page memorandum, they had suggested that the murders of Abby and Libby were part of a ritualistic killing carried out by followers of Odinism, a pre-Christian Norse belief system. The defense had argued that worshippers of the Norse god Odin had committed the murders as part of a human sacrifice. This Odinist theory, however, was met with skepticism and was eventually dismissed by the court. Judge Francis Gull ruled that there was insufficient evidence to support the claim, and the defense could not pursue this line of argument at trial. Still, the Odinist defense revealed the lengths to which Allen's attorneys were willing to go to cast doubt on their client's guilt. As the trial approached, Allen's defense pivoted, focusing instead on the inconsistencies in witness testimony and the flaws they believed existed in the state's timeline. The defense team sought to undermine the foundation of the prosecution's case. If the timeline was wrong, if the witnesses were mistaken, and if the evidence was circumstantial, then perhaps there was room for doubt. And in a case like this, doubt could mean everything. For the families of Abby and Libby, the trial would be the culmination of years of waiting, of hoping for justice. Mike Patty, Libby's grandfather, had become the face of the family's pursuit of answers. He had spoken out time and time again, urging the public to come forward with information, supporting law enforcement as they worked tirelessly to find the girl's killer. The pain of their loss was unimaginable, but their commitment to seeing justice done was unwavering. As the trial began, the tension in the courtroom was palpable. The jurors, selected from Fort Wayne and then sequestered for the duration of the trial, would soon be tasked with making sense of the evidence, the timeline, and the witnesses. They might be taken to the Monon High Bridge, to the site where Abby and Libby's bodies were found, and to the empty field where the CPS building once stood. They would walk the same paths the girls walked, see the same landscape that had haunted this community for 6 long years. And through it all, they would have to determine one thing. Was Richard Allen the man responsible for the brutal murders of 2 young girls, or had the state failed to prove its case? The trial, expected to last 5 weeks, would be a grueling and emotional journey for everyone involved. For the families of Abby and Libby, it would be a final step toward closure. For Richard Allen, it would determine his fate. And for the town of Delphi, it would be a moment that might finally bring peace or more questions.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue. You pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal, $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.